Thank you. So let's look at the first part of this theme. It's still God. It's still God that brings us through the weary land, the dry and the desolate land that is life. I don't know if you ever heard this, but I hear it all the time in the circles that I frequent, in the people that I talk to from school, from work. When I get into a discussion about God, it seems as almost their eyes glaze over. And when I dig deeper, they start to tell me things like, religion is obsolete. God is really not important anymore. He's a thing of the past. And I was hearing this quite a bit, and I started to get a little uneasy. And so I can distinctly remember one day I opened my Bible, and I opened to a verse, Psalm 100, verse 5. And that verse says, "For God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." This is what I needed to hear. Let's think about that for one second, because it's a fairly deep message. God is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. When we open our Bible and we read about Moses parting the Red Sea, when we read about the walls of Jericho falling, when we read about the transformation of Saul's life, the redemption that he found on the road to Damascus, it's that same God. It's still that God that is available to us. Maybe you have a Red Sea that you need parted this evening. Maybe you have the walls of a Jericho that need to crumble. Those of you outside of Christ, maybe you need salvation and a moment that Saul had on that road. Because if you do, here this evening, I want to tell you that it's still that same God that is available for you. I'd like to call up the next two numbers, Ancient Words, followed by Wonderful Grace of Jesus.